Sorry. Merry Chrysler, everyone. It's a special Christmas podcast of We Have Thoughts, and this week we are talking about...
Doctor Who.
They're laughing at me. We're talking about the Doctor Who Christmas special. It's the Doctor.
It's the what? Fucking Doctor.
Oh my Lanta. Goodness me.
But I'm going to do an accent the entire time we talk.
Let's see how long she can keep this up, guys.
Yes. It's gonna remember that podcast where she spoke on a British accent?
That was so funny.
I'm so sorry.
Apologies to all British people.
It's gonna... Knowing me, it won't stay consistent. It'll morph into five different...
Like, I mean, yeah, that's fine.
It's because you're not a professional accent person. That's okay.
And I know we don't have followers, but if we have a follower who has a British accent, please let us know how we can improve.
Yeah, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Anybody?
I hope you
anybody,
can hear us.
Please help.
Anybody.
God. Send help.
Is there anybody out there?
Can anybody hear me?
Come up out!
Ooh, come that back. Titanic quiz? Where is that?
Oh, yeah.
The what, Titanic what?
Quiz.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
I'll finish that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll do that during our break.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things to do. We need to make a list.
We will do that.
Anyway, and check it twice.
There it is.
Find out who's naughty and nice.
Here's the door and you walked in. Beautiful.
I love it.
And that's what doors recording? Are for.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got distracted. We're in the living room. We're staring at our DVR.
What's recording? We are. We are recording.
We are. You're right. We have thoughts.
So, yes. Back so to it's back a Christmas special.
This is
talking
Joy.
About a Christmas special.
Oh, I'm Crystal Sorry.
And this is your host, Anna.
I thought you said your host. I was like, excuse me?
We're the ho-ho-hos for Santa.
Hoeing for Santa.
What was the one? Hashtag Feliz Nam Good. I want that on a shirt so bad. That guy sells the shirts. I'm going to buy one.
Let's do it.
That's great.
We each need our own hashtag. What was the other ones?
Feliz Nam Good is what I'm using.
Feliz Nam Good.
Or, I had one.
I don't remember.
What was the silent? My phone something?
Hold on. All right. Keep talking.
Okay. Anna. Well, anyway, so for this holiday season, each of us have picked out a Christmas-themed episode to watch and talk about. So I'm up first with the Doctor Who special because, duh. Thank you.
Well, obviously she won't go and pick anything else. Next year it'll be another Doctor Who special.
It took me a long time to narrow down which Doctor Who special we were going to do, but I chose the one I chose mostly for Joyful because I knew she would love it. And
the love of my life.
She's great.
River Song.
I was going to call her Mood for some reason.
One of the elements of nature.
Rivers. Okay.
Yeah. So
because Alex Kingston is amazing.
The husbands of River Song. Peter Capaldi had some great Christmas specials. Like the ones I narrowed it down to, three of his were in there. So.
Oh.
He had some great ones. So yeah, I chose The Husbands of River Song, which finds us on Christmas Day on a remote human colony, and the Doctor is hiding from Christmas carolers and comedy antlers.
I think I'm the only one who hadn't seen this, yes?
Well, I hadn't seen it either.
Oh, I thought you had.
Not this one.
No, but I love River Song.
I wanted her to see her conclusion. Like, this was her final episode.
Of River Song, yeah. And I know vaguely enough of it, of the story, to get the gist of it. And I'm not a person that minds spoilers at all.
Spoilers.
I do. I'm a
so
spoiler person.
Which
is why I almost didn't choose this one. But I know you're not, you don't care as much.
No, by the time I get there, I'll forget, probably.
Yeah, that's what
you
I told her.
You already have forgotten.
Like,
no, I remember.
That's what I told her. I was
no,
like,
I mean,
by the time you get, because that is like 4 seasons away.
Well, this, no.
I'll get there in 4 years,
no,
probably.
No, it's half a season away. It's the beginning of, she's at the end of series 5, and it's beginning of series 6.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Crystal's at that part?
Yeah, series 6 is it's like the mid-season of series 6 where we
And so what
so Peter Capaldi's right after Matt Smith?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, but for some reason there was a doctor in the middle.
No, Matt Smith doesn't end until
how many series?
End of 7. He did 5, end 6 and 7.
Oh.
And then Capaldi did 8,
wait,
9, 10.
Wait, she's already on 6?
Again,
about to start 6. We're watching the Pandorica.
Oh.
She has to remind me every time we start, like, okay, what's that? Okay, I think I got it. And then I'm like,
but what I mean by you've already forgotten is that you've already been introduced to River Song.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think a lot of my questions will be answered once I get there.
Yeah.
And this episode was a precursor to her very first appearance with David Tennant in the library episode.
Where they had the faces on the
robots.
Yeah,
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
this was right timeline wise. This happened with her, and then she turned around and went to the library. Mm-hmm. Or that was the next time she saw the doctor.
Yeah. Okay, so when she's in the library, she already knows that that's. Okay, now I'm confused, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
She no, doesn't know that that's the doctor.
Okay, it's fine. Whatever. Anyways, continue.
Okay. No, wait. That's why we're talking about this, is so we can hash it out.
No, I'm just hash it out. We're gonna hash it out right
so
now.
So we can talk.
Well, no, because we want to answer your questions.
I don't. Mostly Anna. I don't even know what my questions would be. So.
Does she know who the doctor is when she's in the library?
No, no.
It's yes, fine. She does.
She does, right?
But yeah. She doesn't know who he is now. How does she not know that that's him?
Because she hasn't met this like physical form of him.
She hasn't right? met. Yeah.
So she's still looking for David Tennant.
No, she's looking for Matt Smith.
Matt Smith.
Because that's the last one that she saw.
Okay, but right. Okay. That's why I said forget it.
Here's another little trivia is technically Time Lords are only supposed to have 12 regenerations.
Okay.
And Capaldi is number 13. So she thinks that Matt Smith is his last regeneration. But because of something that he does, he gets another one.
Which
gets,
I'm not there yet, so I don't know.
Well, then yeah. He gets another one because then what's her face is now the
yeah,
doctor.
He's granted multiple. Yeah.
Like a genie wish or something.
Okay. He's going to be the new genie in Aladdin.
He's been granted the Time Lord wish. So yeah, that's why she wasn't expecting him to be the doctor because she thought Matt Smith was the last one. The last one.
Yeah. And there we go.
Fun fact.
So the first thing I noticed was the egghead guy. The guy, the bald-headed guy.
I wrote Rebel Wilson's friend from... Bridesmaids, right?
Bridesmaids.
Oh, damn.
But I just call him the egghead guy because his head looks like an egg.
His name is... he plays Nardal, and he comes back the next season with Peter Capaldi as a, like, companion-ish.
Ish. Companion adjacent?
Yeah. He's great.
Also, no one sees that flying saucer in the middle of the...
Really? That's what I thought, because there was, like, a clearing of trees. Like, it was clearly not very well hidden.
Maybe it had, like, a
cloud. Oh, like a force cloud. It did. How convenient. Yeah. I wrote Greg Davies. I think he's so funny.
I love Greg Davies.
He's hilarious.
I have like such an awkward crush on Greg Davies.
Who's Greg Davies?
He's the guy with the head and he's the bad guy.
He was the
guy.
Robot.
Oh, the big bad guy.
Her husband.
It's funny. Like the only British comedians I ever know are on Graham Norton. And I've seen him on Graham Norton a handful of times. And he's so funny.
He's like 6'7". He's a giant.
He's hilarious.
So that was like real size for him.
Yes. And he's hilarious. I love.
He's so funny.
I love Greg Davies. I love when he pops up.
I suggest looking at his stand up. He's very good.
Okay.
And on
I'll check it out.
Panel and quiz shows, he's fantastic. That's where I fell in love with him. Okay. So I don't know if you caught on to this, but Capaldi got rid of the sonic screwdriver and turned it into sonic sunglasses.
Oh.
So that's why he put on the sunglasses at one point.
Oh, I was like, why is he wearing sunglasses?
I wasn't
indoors?
A big fan of the sonic sunglasses. I was like,
didn't
I
he give her a sonic screwdriver though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hasn't ever been anything other than the screwdriver prior to that? Or has it always been a screwdriver?
I think maybe in the old
Doctor
Who. But not since the new Who. Not in New Who.
New Who.
What was his reasoning for changing it? Something stupid old man like?
I forget. No, he's a bit of like a rock and roller. He like plays the guitar super cool.
Will Smith?
Yeah, because in Blood and Black, he's like, I make this look good. Like, that's what I think of.
That's funny.
It's true, he did.
I totally forgot
He's like,
that.
You know the difference between you and me? I make this look good. He was on the glasses and his suit. Yeah, anyways. Watch a movie too many times.
Very excited.
Okay, so
if
this is the future and why, and this is, I notice this a lot in this show. The future, always the screens are super small and like black and white. Like if it's a future, like when Greg Davies was in like the mm-hmm. thing looking at the, I guess the crowds from mm-hmm. everywhere. Yeah. It's super small screens and they're kind of blurry and they're not even color. Like I don't understand.
So that's something that's really interesting because I don't know if you guys have ever played Fallout, the video game.
I don't even know what that is.
But it's like in the future after like a nuclear whatever. And everything in the future goes back to like 1950s aesthetic. 1940s, 1950s uh-huh. aesthetic. I don't know why I didn't get that far in the game because I'm not a very talented video game player. But it happens to be like a thing in like in the future. It's like a future, that. A futuristic trope.
I think it's a, yeah, it's a sci-fi trope that, because. Because
wasn't it sci-fi like Star became Trek?
Super popular yeah, in the 50s and 60s? They had
the little dots as the buttons.
So everything back then, that's how it looked in the future.
Mm-hmm. So that our future just looks like back then.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but like this show is made in 2000, whatever. So it, can't they like, maybe their budget's small on the show? I don't know.
That's, yeah, it's like, they're like, I don't think the budget is small, but they're probably just like, this is a, the scene isn't that important.
The aesthetic choice. Yeah.
I guess.
Because like it happens to, it happens in a lot of other stuff too.
There's never.
And they're transporting that. From another world. So maybe technology isn't that.
Great in that world.
Fantastic that it can.
Maybe he's the bad guy's like such a tyrant. He
so they're not only okay, allows so they're tiny not on TV. Earth. Greg Davies is not on Earth.
I think they're on Earth. They come to Earth to find the doctor, but the ship he's itself. Not from okay, Earth. God. Okay. He's from another planet.
Because he wants the doctor to be in the body, right? Bless you.
He wants the doctor to fix
you,
him.
Bless you. Bless you. Yes.
Because he's got the thing in his head, but then the body's like, this is the head I want. Which I don't blame
that
him.
That was so weird. River Song / Alex Kingston is hair goals. I'm going to take a picture of her hair and take it to a hairdresser and be like, fucking do this to
give
my head.
Give me this.
This is what my hair needs to look like. So fucking do it. Because every time I go to a hairdresser, they just don't understand my hair. And like, I've only gone to one hairdresser that's gotten it right. And then she just, I don't know.
She
just
woman?
Yes.
See, you that's need to go to black people. I know. They know how to do your hair.
I know. But like, she hasn't been there the times that I've gone.
You need to make an appointment with her. Like, don't go around her schedule, not yours.
That's true. But I never know what my schedule is, so that's the hard part.
Also, that J-Lo in World of Dance. Her hair.
J-Lo in World of Dance. Yes. Yeah. I did do that when I went to go get it colored. That's the picture I took. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
They did it? That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, the last and 6 months ago, I have 6 months of growth here now, and my hair looks like a lion. which ultimately was my goal. So
well, there you go.
I'm just a little late.
Also, that dress she wore, the first dress,
all of her dresses.
Well, that's all of her dresses, but that
her first
dress was so beautiful.
And she just like snapped into it, and I was like, wow.
That was gorgeous. But I think that one at the very end, I think was my favorite. It was a beautiful dress.
Can we get, even if it's just like little mini episodes, I want a series of when she steals the TARDIS.
Yeah, like what is she doing? Where is she going? Who is she meeting? I want to know about her.
Yes, I need a show all
about
River
Song. I
want to
know about River Song.
Which is why he did this, Stephen Moffat wrote this Christmas specials. He was like, I wanted, it's one of his favorite characters that he's created and he wanted one last chance to like, send her off and do it right, and he wanted her and Capaldi to have an episode.
Speaking of her and Capaldi, I was not expecting to like Capaldi as a doctor as much as I did. I don't know what my expectations were. I thought he was going to be a little bit boring, but that's maybe just me being ageist and like
such
he's old
ageist.
And whatever. Even though I'm old, so it's fine. but he was so like. So entertaining and so energetic.
Yeah.
He just had a lot of charm, which is such a doctor thing. But he had such great chemistry with River. I'm going to go as far to say he had the best chemistry with River of all the doctors.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. They really just click together.
And
because they're very witty, so they bounce off of each other very easily.
And I think it's also this was the first time he really had the upper hand on her. Because usually she comes in and they're pretty equal.
Yeah.
And so this time he
knew was, something she didn't.
Yeah. He had the upper hand. So there was a different dynamic between them already, which was great. But yeah, it took me a while to grow on Capaldi. Because when he first started that first season, series 8 was not. It took a minute to get going. But him and Clara, their dynamic was great. And I loved watching them play off each other. And right, the series finale before this one is when we lost Clara for like that was his last episode with her. So he was still mourning that loss. Whenever
did you ever figure out if she's still dating Richard Madden?
They're not.
No.
Oh,
I looked it up.
They were so cute.
We talked about that. Yeah, I don't know.
She always Clara. I feel like one of my aunts looks exactly like her, just like the grown up version of her. I'm gonna find a picture. Somebody discuss something
else. When I was working at the Great Wolf Lodge, I hadn't started this series yet, and I had a bunch of friends working there telling me that I looked like her. They're like, "You look like the new companion," and I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I'm watching The West Wing." But then I found out that she was dating Richard Madden, and I was like, "Yes, yes, I do look like her. We are just alike."
I am also dating Richard Madden. Surprise. Wouldn't that be a thing if one of these days one of us texted each other and was like, "Surprise, I'm dating the famous person in my dreams." I think we were joking.
I don't know.
It's all Photoshop.
No, because
basically
it's a hole in the face thing from a long time ago. Remember that?
Yeah. I have face.
Just a fake picture.
Oh, I found one. Okay.
We're so happy. Sleigh
bells
together.
Ring, but my phone don't.
Oh, that was mine. I like that one. I like that one too. Where is she?
Fa la 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 lonely.
That's mine.
Single all the way.
Single all the way. Bitch is me.
Missile nope.
Speaking of missile nope. Okay. She's the one right there at the top.
Oh, I totally see it.
Does it have the round face and very round eyes?
No, I don't see it.
They had at Clyde Warren Park today, they were trying to break the world record for how many people, the most number of people kissing under the mistletoe at the same time. And I was like, ugh, glad we weren't there.
Let's go.
Are you planning on going today?
No, I just
So that guy, bitch. That guy that like wanted to buy the... in the restaurant, he was very creepy.
Oh, with the yams.
He was very creepy.
Oh, that sliced his head open?
Even before he did that, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, he did not look... I don't know why I was about to say hairless appetizing.
That scared me a lot. I wasn't sure why it did, but it did.
He looked appetizing.
No, I was going to say he didn't. No. I don't know why I wanted to say he didn't look appetizing. I'm hungry, yeah. But what's new? I was going to say he didn't look appetizing, but I meant to say like attractive, but that's the other A word that pulled that he didn't came look, up.
He looked so appetizing.
Oh, ew. That was weird. It was weird. He was gross.
That's one thing I do love about this show is the constant creativity they have of creating different
new aliens.
Yeah.
They just make them grosser and grosser.
My favorite are the Ood that have the dangling bits.
Okay.
Hey.
I wonder why.
TMI.
My old roommate, I got him a birthday card that says "You're getting ood" and had a picture of an ood. So cute.
That's great. So I think I looked it up and I think I'm right. If I'm not, I'm sure one will correct me. Ramon, the guy, one of her husbands, was that Protozoa from Xenon?
Yes. My supernova girl.
Yes.
Yeah. I've actually never seen Xenon.
Oh my god, we're gonna have to watch it.
Crystal?
Yeah,
that's so sad to me.
I love it. It's such a good... Raven was on there.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. No, I know of it, and I remember like Raven, that girl from the soap opera, but I don't like never seen it.
Go boom, boom.
I didn't really watch a Disney Channel, a lot of Disney Channel movies, actually, now that I think about it. Because I didn't see Cadet Kelly until years later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gotta Kick It Up. I remember that's probably one of the only ones I saw, like, actually on. And High School Musical, obviously, but that was
everyone
after me.
Saw that.
That was after me. I shouldn't have watched it. I was too old. I didn't really watch a lot of Disney Channel.
Yeah, no. Growing up for me, Disney Channel movies were appointment television. Like, if you didn't watch it, you didn't get to talk about it the next day at school. And who were you?
I watched it when there was marathons of it because I didn't have Disney Channel for a long time. So whenever it was there, then we would watch it like years later. The Xenons were very good. Gotta Kick It Up, hands down, my favorite.
That's the first time I was like, oh, that's a lot of like the same people in the movie.
Oh, look, brown people can be on TV. This is amazing.
But see, I think of Ms. Brown, I just felt like, oh, it's like the same type of people. I don't know why. I didn't think like, oh, that's me or that's my culture. But we've talked about this before. So.
Yeah. Anyways. I corrupted your brain. I'm so sorry.
No. Yeah. To me, we were all the same. I didn't know it was like separate.
Well, essentially, we are all the same.
I know, but we're like, I didn't grow up thinking like I am one and they are another. I grew up like we just all the same. Anyways,
I liked Gotta Kick It Up. It wasn't one of my favorites though growing up.
I love that movie.
I was definitely a fan of like The Smart House, The Luck of the Irish.
Smart House was
the 13th year. That
were you just like in love with that kid? Yeah.
No, not the kid in the 13th year is different. Oh. Okay. But I was a swimmer, and so I was like, I'm a mermaid too.
Oh my god.
And then of course like the Cheetah Girls and all of that. But Xenon is definitely like
Cheetah Girls. Yeah, I saw the first one. I don't think I saw the second one or the third one.
When they were in España.
But I definitely of course you saw that. But I definitely just saw
Bitch, yeah, Belinda was on there. I love that girl. I love her.
The first one.
But I think Xenon is probably one of my favorite all time.
Xenon was really great. Cheetah Girls 2 was really great because Belinda was on there. And way back, we're going to reminisce now. So back when I lived in the Valley, obviously there was like talent shows in school and whatever, right?
Oh my God.
So Belinda used to be on a novela called Cómplices en Rescate.
You're saying Melina, like, I know who that is. I don't know who that is.
Melina, I'll show you. Okay. She actually did like some song with like Pitbull or something like more recently. But everybody has.
I have too.
If they, yeah, you want to make a hit, it's going to be with Pitbull. And so the premise of the show was like she lives there's separated at birth twins. So like one of them's a famous a famous cumbia singer or something.
Ooh, okay.
And the other one's just like some normal boring poor girl. And so they like switch places
naturally.
Obviously we know how this whole story goes. And so I think my last year in elementary school, I think it was sixth grade, I don't remember, but me and my friends did a dance to the song from that novela. And so I have been following Belinda since way back then. And when I saw her on Cheetah Girls, I was like, oh my God, she made it. She's on Disney Channel. She did it. It's amazing.
You know what we did for the talent show my sixth grade year? Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that was also the year we did our sixth grade program, and it was around the world. And you could sign up to do like different things for the program. So me and my friends, of course, signed up to do the ballet routine because we had some African ballet dancer come and teach us a routine. Oh. And it involved a death drop. So little sixth graders going up and then falling to the ground. It was great. We were learning an African ballet dance. It was very cool.
That's awesome.
Ours was a 50s theme sixth grade program.
How cute. What did you do?
50s theme songs stuff.
You don't remember songs?
If I thought about it, yeah. My neighbor made me a poodle skirt. I remember that.
Oh, that's cute. I can imagine you in your poodle skirt. It's adorable.
I wasn't part of that group, but they split. They had the sixth graders in groups, and one group had a dance with a boy, and it was like a big deal.
Oh my God, you had to hold hands with a boy.
Like, oh my God, I have to touch him. Or oh my God, I have to touch him. It was all the same thing. And then I remember, I'll never forget. Okay, so like we all meet at the end, and we're in the bleachers, and they have us boy, girl, right? And the guy sitting next to me, his name was Jacob. I'll just say Jacob. And
don't give his full name and his address.
No. I remember at the time he was dating this girl named Samantha, and they were like the it couple, right? And he was cute, but like, whatever. So they're like, we had to like hold each other's hands and lift it up, right? And like at the end, that was the end of the performance. And he was like, I'm just holding your hand. This is just for the play. It's not because I like you.
Oh my God.
And I was
God.
Like, okay, whatever.
Just in case you didn't know.
Oh and I was like,
I have a girlfriend.
And in my head, I thought, I'm still winning because I'm holding your hand, but whatever.
Crystal, winning with a boy since 1990 something.
19 a long time.
Crystal, were you in sixth grade my kindergarten year?
Probably.
With your sister?
That makes it sound so old. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that we had a sop cop? Sop?
Whatever. Sop cop?
If it was a dance, we weren't allowed to go, so no, probably.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Yeah.
Because I remember pictures from that night, and I remember borrowing a costume from somebody because we were still doing dance at that time, so everyone was wearing like poodle skirts and whatever, but I wore like a tube top, like a not like a
ooh,
tube top, but
a tubi.
It was definitely like a
tubi.
Crop top, that's the word I'm looking for.
Crappie.
So I had like a poodle-esque type skirt and then a black crop top.
Oh my god,
and
so scandalous.
These boys kept calling me fat.
Fuck those boys.
Oh my God.
Get out of here, boys.
I can't remember if it was my sister or my friend Kelly who was like, you're not being very nice. You need to go away.
That is so rude.
I would have beat those boys up for you, Anna.
And I wasn't fat then. I was a tiny kid.
Ugh, boys are rude. Kids are rude.
Yeah.
Everybody's rude. That
was so awful. That
was when I was in kindergarten.
Oh, no.
In kindergarten?
Kids are shit, man.
And that's when we only had half days. I only went to school until noon.
What the fuck?
I was the last. Where are these boys
now? I'm going to go beat them up physically with my hands right now.
Yeah. I don't think they were a migrant. I think they were older.
We were only in school together that 1 year.
I think they might have been Lauren's friends who were like picking on me.
Gross.
So then Lauren should have been there to defend you.
It may have been Lauren. I really don't remember. I only think it might be my friend Kelly because I remember a picture. I have
pictures of her.
Like, yeah. The picture I have is of us two at the dance. So that's like my memory. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it very well could have been my sister.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, we sang, "This land is my land.
This land is your land."
And then we had to stop on the bleachers. I remember.
To New York.
So then the last one was ha and the hands. I'll never forget that. That was so fun.
We sang "We Are the World."
We are the world.
And we did a plate. We did a dance with plates, but it wasn't a 50s song. It was like a Huey Lewis in the News song. And I was like, I remember thinking, this isn't 50s, but whatever.
You were spinning plates?
No, we had like paper. We had plastic plates.
Oh, okay.
And we were like dancing with them and stuff.
I was like, oh my God, you're so talented. You were spinning plates?
And
wow.
We did like a rock around the clock song. We did that. Tweet, tweet, Rockin' Robin. We did that one too. Do, do, do. And those skirts.
Rockin' Robin.
Wow, I have not thought of those.
It was very interesting because, okay, so personal information. I only went to sixth grade there for half the year.
Oh, that's right.
Because family, whatever. I didn't. Oh my God. Sorry.
She's so popular.
I'll just call her back. That's my mom. Or probably Charlie. So it was like a really fun way to end the year because I had a lot of stuff had happened in the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, I was one school. Next half of the year, I was another school, and it was a big mess. Anyways, so that was fun because I hadn't really gotten to do that and to be
perform.
Perform.
Ooh,
I was very nervous.
Be on the stage.
Yeah, sure.
My friend and I, we were so ridiculous, but we were the ones who were like, the singers or whatever, like we liked to sing.
That face.
Well, because
that's how she felt.
Yeah, and we put that out there, and like we're the ones who like to sing, and we're like good at it. So the day of the
were you?
Sure. The day of the show, we had.
I believe it.
We better than I am.
We were like, oh, we're getting sick, and my throat is so sore. We got to like skip class because we were. We basically owned that school in sixth grade because we were in like peak.
Oh, Anna was so popular.
Explains a lot about you, actually.
I had no friends.
We were in peak and she would be like.
No, just kidding. I had one friend, Itza.
I know it sounds like you said
shout
pizza.
Out, girl. I love her.
Itza. Oh, sorry. I missed out. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we were in this different class and we'd be like, hey, we're gonna go work on our stuff in the library, and then we'd just go walk around the school and do whatever the hell we wanted.
What?
And the principal would be like, guys, like he'd have his
he was too drunk to understand what was happening.
Oh my God, the principal was drunk?
He? That was not coffee in his coffee cup, honey.
It wasn't?
Girl, oh, are you serious? God. You never knew this?
No.
Girl.
I always thought he had a styrofoam coffee cup.
Girl, nah.
Spill the tea.
And I do remember one time, this was like after, I think I was in junior high and I came back to visit my sister. And I saw him and he was like, how are you? And this man, right, he's tall, super tall.
Lanky.
And he doesn't walk, he glides down the hallway.
What?
The way he walks is just like, in a way, you're just like.
Just floating.
He would like float past the windows of the doors.
Like, oh, it was like there he goes. It was like Macy's Parade. He would just float by. Yeah, one time I was close to him and I was talking to him and he gave me a hug and that was not coffee on his breath. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And at the time I was like, that smells weird. And years later I was like, wait, that's what it was.
Holy
God.
Was this like a well-known thing?
I mean, I guess so because I was telling someone else and they're like, oh, yeah. Like other people knew. So, yeah.
Dang. Oh, my God.
Not coffee, girl.
That's some shit right there.
No, he always had a very tall styrofoam cup of coffee. I guess coffee in his hands.
Mm-hmm. Never not in his hand. Ever.
Is that the craziest thing that happened at you guys' elementary school? Because we had an escaped convict come through our school.
What?
Yeah, in junior high one time they had to like shut down like what do they call it, the like whatever mm-hmm. drill where you have to shut everything down and lock the doors because someone had escaped the prison nearby.
And like, there was a prison nearby?
Yes, at least at that point there was. Oh, God. And like was trying to find shelter in the school, and so like the whole school got shut down. Oh my God. Everybody was freaking out.
Did you see anything?
No, I didn't see anything because I was in, where was I? Oh, I think it was in dance class. So I was clearly not paying attention. I was having fun. And then, yeah, oh they were God. Just like, just something through the speaker, like, blah, 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 blah. Everybody lock your doors.
this is a code red. Da-da-da.
This is a drill. Whatever their secret deal. Password is. And like, yeah, there was like someone that had just like escaped out of the prison, the jail, the something, and was coming through that area.
How long were you on lockdown for?
I don't remember. I don't remember. It was a while.
Like all the rest of the day, or did you go back to do normal stuff after that happened, or do you remember? Like, just went home?
No, we had to finish class because I think we still had like one period left.
Wow, okay.
So we did, we just kept going like nothing happened.
Well, but I mean, that's the valley he didn't for you. Do any- if he didn't do anything and they got him out of there, then yeah.
Yeah, I think he like still, just though. Ran through and then like, I don't know. I think he kept going. Mm-hmm. But there was like an elementary school next to our school too. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, it was weird.
When my sister was in high school, a bank nearby was being robbed and they had to go into lockdown.
Dang.
That's never happened to me before.
The shit.
I had a friend in junior high threaten to bring a gun and kill me and other friends.
No. You?
I was on that list, yeah. Oh,
no. There was a kid who made a hit list in junior high and thankfully I was not on it. I was always nice to him, and even though he was so weird and so creepy, I was like, you don't need any more people mean to you. So I'm like, have a good day.
That's, I always found that so interesting because like people that were mean were really mean to certain kids, like mm-hmm. terrorizing their life for no fucking reason other than like, oh, they're a little weird, like just let them be, just leave
and
him alone.
Looking back, he was just awkward. He didn't know how to handle conversation with people.
Yeah. And that's usually what it is.
And he was really smart, and so he just didn't have that social thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I'll never forget one time, this is like before, like maybe like months before that hit list that he wrote, and had like a thing at Skittles, and we were in band together, and we were standing in line for something, and he was like, oh, that, he was like, that flavor is good, some new bag of flavor Skittles, and I was like, oh, do you want to try some? And he goes, you mean I can have some? Aww. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I didn't, to me at the time, I was like, well, what's big the deal. Big deal? Just take them. Like, looking back, I was like, oh, no one's ever done that to him before.
Yeah.
No one's ever shared like a bag of Skittles, and that made me so sad.
Oh, that's so
I
sad.
Feel bad. I don't, oh yeah, I remember his name. His name is Josh.
Just to clear the air, it wasn't because I was mean to her. It was, there was other issues happening, and we used to be like best friends. But
okay.
Like I wasn't like a bully,
it was,
to
like,
her.
Revenge or something for her?
She was jealous of your boyfriend.
She was jealous that you were the school.
Sorry, you're the popular totally. Girl.
Oh my God!
Not gross. At that point. No,
I hated all the popular girls.
No, I liked them. They were fine.
They were awful to me, so I was like, bitch, go die. Okay, that was rude. No, I just broke her nose. That's fine.
Tell us, please.
What?
We're good.
No,
all right.
Please continue.
Anyways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Santa, Joy broke someone's nose. Put her on the naughty list.
That was years ago.
How old are you? Yesterday? Was it yesterday?
How old were people in junior high? 11, 12?
Wow.
This yes. story will be told once we turn off these
mics. I'm trying to think
mics.
About me, 11-year-old, hitting somebody in the nose. No, I couldn't do it. I could do it now.
I used to be a very violent person. I'm not anymore.
I need
no,
details.
Actually, no. It was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Were you just punching the air and she walked
no,
into your fist
I didn't
your
punch
or something?
Her. We'll talk about this later anyways. Back to Christmas. Let's talk about the Christmas.
She just said when she goes, Christmas.
Anyways, how fun would it be to cruise through the galaxies, guys? That would be so fun.
I know. I said I want to go on a 7-galaxy cruise.
Right. Tours?
Tours? I was going to say tour, but I meant
tour
cruise.
Tour cruise.
To cruise. To cruise.
Yes. Terry Cruise.
Yes.
Oh, I hope he's doing well. I hope you and your family are having a good December. Not that he listens to this, but I love him.
He might. He's cool.
Do you guys have a...
We should add him.
Do you guys have like a favorite Christmas memory? Something good that happened on Christmas? Besides yes. Crystal well, being born?
Maybe. I think you should talk about yours since gift. This is your episode you chose.
Yeah, so we'll each talk about ours on our own episode. So what is your favorite Christmas memory? Go. From birth till now.
Mainly because I can't think of one right now, so I'm going to go first.
I totally can, but we got
the first
to
one that like pops into my head was 2002, maybe? We had, my aunt had planned a scavenger hunt for us. We split up into two teams. And because we do our Christmas on Christmas Eve, so a few more things are open. So we had the big family van, and team one went, and we had Polaroid cameras, and we had to go take pictures of all the things on the list. And then we came home, and she would tally up how many points we got, and then the next team went. So that was a really fun Christmas.
That's so cute.
And that was also the Christmas that my cousin told us she was pregnant with Elizabeth.
Aww.
So that was a very good Christmas.
Lots of good stuff happening on Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas.
We also, I've got to find this video somewhere. I've talked about it. I don't know if I've talked about it on here before, but I know I've told you guys about us performing the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes.
With the Beanie Babies.
Please I want a reenactment, please.
I want proof of
this.
Oh,
my God. So I'm 5, maybe? So that means my brother is like 2 and my sister's 8. And the way our house was is our kitchen was like a long alley kitchen.
Like a hallway.
Yeah. And so my aunt is back there and everyone is in the living room, which is connected to the dining room. And everyone's singing the 12 Days of Christmas and my aunt is throwing Beanie Babies at us as we're running. To go do the things.
That's beautiful.
So, you know, maids of milk, and we were pretending we were milking the cow, Beanie Baby. Or we'd have the cow, and then we'd pretend like we were just milking a cow, and we're leaping across the living room and dancing. But the best part is my brother was supposed to just stand there and be the partridge in a pear tree. But he got bored real quick, and he refused to put on any clothes, so he was just standing in his diaper. Getting Matthew in clothes when he was little was a miracle. He would stand in the pool naked and just like pee.
Oh no.
Matthew was very like Tommy on Rugrats and no clothes, just diaper. Nakey is free.
Oh my God.
And so he gave up after like the first round, and you can just hear him behind the camera going, because all he remembered was to say his tree. So you could hear him going, partridge in a pear tree.
Aww. Oh my God.
In his little 2-year-old voice. And so we're running, and Lauren and I decided to wear our robes. So we're drenched in sweat, covered in these big, thick robes. And I'm running out of the kitchen, and I hit the corner of a chair, and I fall flat on my face. Get back up and keep going, because the show must go on.
Oh my God.
The show must go on. And you were 5? Yeah.
Oh my God.
I must have been 5 or 6.
What a performer.
Yeah.
Get out.
We tried to do one the next year. We tried to do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with Matthew being Rudolph, and we would like paint his little nose red.
Aww.
That one didn't go very well. That one wasn't very memorable. But
the 12 Days of Christmas. But you falling is very memorable.
12 Days of Christmas. That is something that is still, we still talk about it like every Christmas, every year. It's a thing.
That's so cute.
But I don't know where that... I don't know where the home movies have ended up in the last few years. So we'll go search.
We're gonna find it. And if you show me that, I will show you a video that I have for my quinceañera. Because my mom found it.
Yes. I'll show you mine. You don't have to see mine. I don't have to see yours. You can show you mine anyway.
I want to see yours.
Yeah.
We should watch our choir concerts again.
Oh, gross! No, let me puke right now.
No, yes, I want to see that. That was fun.
That was so awesome, realizing that we were in the same video.
The same video.
Yeah, Anna enjoyed it and know that they were in the same choir. Or
the same
choir in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah, because
I'm pretty sure we've told the story before, but Anna and I knew each other before we knew each other. Like this?
Yeah.
So Anna and I went to the same junior high. She was just a year below me, but we were both in choir. So yeah. The choir concert, she had a solo, and I was just in the ensemble, hiding in the back.
And of course, I ran out there and sang my song with my dress buttoned up wrong. So there's like, it's crooked and there's a hole.
Naturally.
stuff like that there.
Title of your memoir. Crooked and there's a hole.
Yes. I'll buy it tomorrow.
I'm going to write it down. Write that down. Do
you have a pen? Write it down.
No, I'll find one.
Okay.
So anyways, guys, any more thoughts on the Doctor Who Christmas special?
No, I'm good.
I want to watch all of the Christmas specials.
Do it.
Yeah, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time.
Merry Chrysler.
Vulture had a list of, like, the Christmas specials ranked. Mm-hmm.
The and Doctor Who ones are just, like,
the,
in general?
The Doctor Who Christmas specials. And, like, one of my favorite ones is Dead Last. And they talked about how awful it was. I was like, what? I really enjoyed it. Oops. Had Michael Gambon, and it was like a play on Scrooge. And I really enjoyed it. But apparently.
Vulture did not. I think, what was it? When we were looking up lists of like what shows we were going to pick for Christmas, I saw a list of like best Christmas episodes. And the two that I'm stuck between are always on the top.
I already picked my two.
Oh, you did pick your two? Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll wait till we get there. Yeah, Crystal's picking two because she's doing 30-minute shows. Yeah, I'm doing 30-minute shows. And Anna's was an hour.
Mine will be, in, quote unquote, an hour. 45 minutes, but still. In TV is a TV hour.
So anything else we want to discuss before we peace out, Girl Scouts?
Any other Christmas thoughts, Christmas questions? Christmas about
you?
Oh, did
y'all see that? Okay, that Christmas movie on Netflix, y'all saw it, right? What'd y'all think?
We saw
the Vanessa Hudgens movie?
Yes. I don't know what it's called, but I just know.
The Princess Switch, I think, is what it was.
Yes.
So
it's quality.
I want to feel normal. I just want to be a normal girl.
I just want to be normal.
Her accent is precious.
She kept saying she wanted to be normal like it was a dig. Like, I just want to be normal. And I was like, you're starting to like piss me off with you're talking about normal. I just want to be normal.
Because I'm obviously not normal. I'm just so rich.
So last night, Joy and I were driving around looking at Christmas lights in a very nice area in Dallas. And she was like, well, what did you say? We were talking about how impoverished we are.
I was like, oh, we're not allowed in this neighborhood. The poverty will hit them.
They can smell the poverty.
They don't want to attract the poverty. They'll contract poverty. Oh, no.
I can smell the impoverished coming now. The malodorist impoverished.
Oh, my God.
I love holiday trash. It's so good.
Yes.
Holiday trash.
I watched like an
Halloween
awful trash. One today. All the trash.
I watched a terrible. Like trash. It wasn't even like a cutesy terrible one. It was just
terrible.
Bad.
I just And spoilers. My Christmas will be trash. Like my Christmas special will be trash, and it's gonna be so fun.
Oh, that you meant like your actual Christmas. I'm like, why? Are you okay?
You can come hang out with us.
I'm poor. No,
we accept the impoverished. I mean, at our me Christmas. Too.
That's our sixth house rule, right? Isn't it? Yeah. We embrace the poverty.
Embrace the poverty.
Embrace the poverty. What is it? Number one is what again?
In this house, we disrespect Lena Dunham.
Yes, number two.
It's been a while. I don't remember.
Ooh, we objectify Ewan McGregor in Moulin Rouge.
Yes, we objectify.
Hell yeah, we do.
And the third is we embrace the poverty.
Embrace the poverty.
Okay, there you go. Those are
our three house rules.
We needed it. We need a plaque.
I'm gonna make it a plaque. Actually, no plaque person. I'm gonna get it. It's gonna be a plaque for our house.
And then we need to leave room for some more because I have a feeling we'll have at least a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Well, I'll just leave some empty space below. Then I'm gonna go get replaqued.
Hey, I brought this in to get replaqued.
When you say it like that.
So.
So anyway, that's our first Christmas special.
Please like, subscribe. Is that how this
subscribe?
Works?
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Subscribe. Subscribe. Yeah, subscribe.
Subscribe, you mean?
Oh, subscribe. Yeah.
Like, share, and subscribe.
I don't speak English, guys. You know this. Actually, it was really
funny. I have like 44 minutes proving that you do.
It was so funny. My friend Leslie, who actually we grew up in the valley together, she posted on her Instagram today that she was talking to someone in Spanish and said a word, I think it was neblina. And the other person was like, that's not a real word in Spanish. And she was like, yes, it is. It means the fog in the morning, the dew, the fog. And so she put up a poll on her Instagram. She was like, is this a real word or is this not a real word? And I told her, I was like, it might just be a made up word that we made up in the valley because, you know, we just make up words there. We just mash words together.
You just make up languages in that part of the city?
Well, because it's like whatever. It's like Spanglish. So like half of it is English and half of it Spanish, not like formal Spanish.
That's very interesting to me.
But then she posted later. She was like, I looked it up. It is a real word. I was right. And I was like, yeah, neblina. I feel like that is a real word, I guess. I don't know. I didn't go to school in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's what Google's for.
I was going to say something, but it might be really stupid, so I'm not going to.
No, go for it. There's no stupid questions here.
That's okay. I'll say it later.
Write it down. I want to know. So get ready, because next week it will be...
Because here I come.
Get ready. Wrong holiday.
What was it last night?
Air.
Air. Oh, air. The rolls are in my car.
Oh no! We brought you some rolls, but they're in the car, so we're gonna have to go get them.
Oh, okay. So, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
We'll be back next week with another one
with Crystal's Christmas.
Oh,
specials.
Mine! I'm going second.
Yeah.
Can I go last?
Okay. My trash. My trash Christmas.
Your trash Christmas.
Joy's trash Christmas coming up.
That's gonna be
the episode. That's name.
Joy's trash Christmas.
That's also like my life.
I love it. All right, guys.
Until next week. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.